Once this weekend's New Music Dublin extravaganza is in the rearview mirror, the Tradition Now Festival takes over at the National Concert Hall in Dublin the following weekend. As the title suggests, Tradition Now aims to gather musicians whose work has been tuning the tradition for operation in the world of 2024. Among those doing just that is artist and singer Ruth Clinton, familiar to regular listeners for her work with the all-woman vocal ensemble Landless. She's brought together a group featuring Cormac of Lancome, Consuela of Vero, and Landless's Sinead Lynch to sing songs from her book The Fearless Maid 2. Their music finds in songs old and new ways to protest in quiet and sometimes less quiet terms about misogyny, racism and violence. Culture Files' Angela O'Shaughnessy visited Clinton and the group at rehearsals in Galway to hear about the powers of song and the responsibilities of its singers.
Hi.
Hello, how are you? Come in.
So great to meet you.
Very excited.
Throwing
the heat out like it should.
Yeah, let me see. Which ones? What are we doing? So we're going to do one called The Banks of Scilly, which is a kind of unusual version of a ballad which would be known as like the Shepherd Lad or the Baffled Knight. I think Nina Simone sang it as the Young Knight, maybe. So there's tons of versions of it. And the general gist of the narrative is that there's a woman alone in the woods or in bathing in a pond or whatever, and a man comes along and is like, will you ride with me, and whatever implications are there, and then she basically tricks him into accompanying her home to her dad's house, and then she goes in and locks herself in and then slags him from inside, from safety. I suppose it's supposed to be kind of lighthearted, but it is, I don't find it particularly funny. I think it's impressive how she kind of turns the situation around and uses him basically as an escort to get home, and then teases him. But I love this version. It's Alan Lomax recorded it from a man called Captain Pearl or Nye, I think his name is, who was from Ohio, a boatman. And this particular version has a verse where after the man does the usual like, oh, all women are deceivers, you can't trust them, which is such a trope in folk songs, she then like takes out a penknife and stabs the ground because she's just so fed up, and just tells him that he's like a useless little white rooster. So yeah, it's really good.
You're like the little white rooster that runs among the hens. He flaps his wings but dare not crow, you're just like one of them. And it's you and I together, love. How happy we may be, but we'll not sport together on the vines of Scilly.
We all kind of go way back, so we're not starting from zero, I suppose. Me and Cormac played together as Poor Creature, and then Consuelo has often filled in Landless, so we're really kind of used to each other now at this stage. One of the reasons we came here is because we knew there was some people playing Old Time, and we played Old Time. And then we started our own session in McGlynn's pub, and now we all play there every week. So obviously in trad, in Irish trad, you move on to the next tune, but Old Time you just play the same one for however long you feel like playing it, and it's become very trancey and meditative. It's also, I think we've got a nice kind of democratic, it's very egalitarian, let's just say. This Fearless Maid book, a lot of those, I think they were kind of maybe historically interesting, but most of them I wouldn't have ever ended up singing. So I really made an effort with this one to pick songs that I think people will want to sing. I've also included the sheet music, written out the notation, so hopefully it'll be kind of more functional as a songbook. I'm really excited to actually perform them. I suppose I would have been really influenced in my singing by probably primarily singers from the northern half of the country who sing in English. So people like Rita Gallagher and Rosie Stewart. And then people who'd be more closer to my age, like Helen Diamond, for example, would have totally influenced the way I sing. And obviously there is a connection with Shannos in that the style is ornamented but at the same time it is distinct from it, and there would be an English language song tradition as well. And then I suppose over the years gradually adding instruments as you go. If we're choosing songs now to learn and perform, it is important to question the power dynamics that are in those songs so that you're not perpetuating the same things over and over. To take a very specific example, I don't think I sing any murder ballads. That's not to say I wouldn't listen to them or anything, or I wouldn't stop anyone else from singing them, but for me it doesn't really sit right. These female characters being killed over and over and over in songs for hundreds of years. There's just something unsettling about that. And then there's ones with more subtle power dynamics where the woman is just kind of passive or just like a mute beauty, or where she's just a symbol for Ireland, basically, isn't even a human, really. And so also one thing I kind of should say is that I'm aware that this is like very binary as well. Some of the songs I think I found they're a little more fluid, some of the older ones, but it's reflective of the material, I suppose. At the same time, I would sing plenty of songs that are just pure romantic and probably don't have brilliant power dynamics in them. So it in no way am I trying to like cancel out any songs at all. It's more just adding to the field, digging up a few old ones and looking for some more recently written ones. Culture in general, not just music, all the culture that we consume very much shapes our reality and what we accept as normal. Whether that's like state institutions, like the mother and baby homes, direct provision, or larger world power balances, to take the most pertinent and harrowing example, like the genocide in Palestine. If the sea be your bed. We were also very kindly given permission to include Angeline Morrison's song, Unknown African Boy Died 1830. She just couldn't find any decent ones that mention black people, even though there's obviously been black people on the British Isles since Roman times. So she wrote some to kind of fill that gap. She was hoping that they would kind of become part of the tradition then, and people would actually sing them. And this is a particularly beautiful and absolutely tragic one about a ship that was wrecked off the Isles of Scilly. And the ship contained all these very like luxury items, but also the body of an unknown West African boy who was probably around 8. So she sings the song from the mother's perspective, and it's kind of a lullaby. It's very difficult lyrics to hear and to sing, but it's really beautiful. So very glad to be able to include that.
Ruth Clinton and friends there, and they'll be performing at the NCH Dublin on Friday, May 3rd, on a bill which also includes passing on the songs, Thomas McCarthy's celebration of travellers' culture, as well as music from Sheffield's Jim Geddie.